వెంటనే యోగ సూత్రాలు. ఇట్ రీడ్స్ తత్ర శబ్ద అర్థ జ్ఞాన వికల్పైః సంకీర్ణ సవితర్క. తత్ర శబ్ద అర్థ జ్ఞాన వికల్పైః సంకీర్ణ సవితర్క. తత్ర శబ్ద అర్థ జ్ఞాన వికల్పైః సంకీర్ణ సవితర్క. యాజ్ ఐ ఆమ్ రిపీటెడ్లీ స్ట్రెస్సింగ్ ద పాయింట్, ద ఎంటైర్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, ద సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ యూనియన్ ఈజ్ బేస్డ్ అపాన్ ది డెవలప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మెంటల్ స్టేట్ కాల్డ్ సమాధి. ఇట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ మీరు మధ్యన మాట్లాడుతూ వినండి, చెప్పింది సెషన్ అయిపోయాక క్వశ్చన్స్ ఇద్దరు కానీ. అండ్ ఎనీ డౌట్ యూ ప్లీజ్ టైప్ పటేల్ ఆర్వి. ఎనీ డౌట్ ఆస్క్ బై ఫస్ట్ యూనియన్. ద సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ యోగా has a very simple definition, as I have repeatedly told you. Yogaha chitta vritti nirodhaha, that is all. And this chitta vritti nirodhaha, control of all mental transformations, is the basis of the entire samadhi yoga. This samadhi yoga is of many types, as of many ways, and Patanjali has started enumerating the various types of samadhi that are possible when you try to understand these things. Always remember that we are reading or studying or experimenting the science of union. Yoga means the science of union. So there should be a continuous approach towards emptying our mind from the five vrittis, vrittayaha, panchatayaha. And when you say vrittayaha, panchatayaha, we are talking about pramana, viparyaya, vikalpa, nidra, smritihi. So all of our experiences in nature are based on these five vrittis, tendencies, aspects. These are the different aspects of mind which we have to clear away, purify ourselves. When you are practicing yoga, remember, this is not supposed to be a continuous mental state in day-to-day life. This you have to practice when you are sitting quietly and trying to practice samadhi. I am introducing this word samadhi because samadhi and yoga mean one and the same. Samadhi and yoga means one and the same. So when I say samadhi or when I say yoga, we always try to use them as complementary. They almost mean the one and the same thing. And what is the meaning? Emptying the mind from these five vrittis: pramana, viparyaya, vikalpa, nidra, smrutayaha. So you have to free yourself from these five tendencies. About the Patanjali Yoga Sutras, we should understand exactly the purpose of all these particular efforts from so many people all over the world, especially from those self-realized souls whom we call as masters, the yogis. What the intention of all these is, just as we are now able to understand the world with name and form by our concrete mind, that is the lower mind, the time has come in the history of the humanity to reach a state where you can use the upper mind or the intuitional mind or the abstract mind, which is a process of synthesis. Akhanda mandalakaram vyaptam yena characharam yat padam darshitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So this is the process of synthesis where akhanda mandalakaram vyaptam yena characharam. Everything in the universe is bound with a very peculiar state of chitta vritti. That chitta vritti we are trying to acquire, and to acquire that chitta vritti you have to release these five chitta vrittis: vrittayaha, panchatayaha, pramana, vrittaviyaya, pramana, vrittaviyaya, vikalpa, nidra, smriti. So this is the five classifications. Or if you don't like these five types of classifications, you have another classification saying aklishta, aklishta. So whether it is a painful modification of mind or a non-painful modification of mind. So in the lower mind, the concrete mind, what we call it as the sarupa mind, you have only two varieties of mental modifications, vrittis. The vritti may be painful or it may not be painful, but it will never be pleasurable. It will never give you ananda. So in the process of searching of the bliss, a continuous source of ananda, the yogis have found that the mind can have a particular state which is known as a samadhi. This samadhi state can only be acquired when you continuously practice chitta vritti nirodhaha, the suppression, the inhibition of the lower mind. When you start suppressing these lower minds, these attitudes, slowly we enter into various levels of samadhis, the lowest level being what we are now going to discuss in the 42nd sutra, that is known as the Savitarka Sampragnyata Samadhi, or simply Savitarka. This is the lowest rung of samadhi. Tatra Shabda Ardha Jnana Vikalpaihi Sankirna Savitarka. Tatra Shabda Ardha Jnana Vikalpaihi Sankirna Savitarka. Tatra Shabda Ardha Jnana Vikalpaihi Sankirna Savitarka. Savitarka Samadhi is that in which knowledge based only on words, real knowledge and ordinary knowledge are present in the mixed state. Again, you understand this definition. The Savitarka Samadhi is based on Shabda, Ardha, Jnana. These are the three attributes of Savitarka Samadhi. And we are now using the same samadhi state. I am utilizing the words Shabda, Dardha. When both of us, those who are hearing these words, and I use the Ardha with the real meaning, means the same meaning, Shabda, and this word has the same meaning, Ardha, then the knowledge is transferred. The knowledge which I have acquired to the sense perception is transferred to you without yourself undergoing those sense perceptions. That is what teaching is. Don't you think so? The present mode of teaching, I am using the words Shabda, you know the meaning Ardha, and when you understand the Shabda and the Ardha which I want to intend to put it through it, you will know the Jnana. Shabda, Ardha, Jnana, the three are mixed. When these three are mixed, you can have a very different levels of understanding. When you know exactly what I mean, you will understand exactly what I mean. But suppose I use a word which may mean something different to you, you will not get the same meaning as I want to convey to you that it will be a vikalpa, an alternative mind. And when such is the case, when such is the case, you get sankirna, a mixed up state where shabda, artha and jnana, shabda, artha and jnana, word, the real meaning which is meant by it, and the knowledge which you have acquired may be mixed up, very clear or fanciful. So this state of samadhi is the samadhi which we are utilizing now. In this conference, or whenever we use words, our mind is in Savitarka Samadhi. So don't think that samadhi is a state which you have to acquire. You are born with it. The only thing is, many times we do not use it. This classification of samadhi will help us to understand that Savitarka Samadhi is a state of mind which we use when we are utilizing words. So all the human beings are in Savitarka Samadhi state. The scientists, the teachers, the well-read people are in a better Savitarka Samadhi state, a higher Savitarka Samadhi state than an unread man. Therefore, the present stress on education, because everyone wants to reach the first step of Samadhi, the Savitarka Samadhi, and as you already have seen, it is a mixed and confused state of mind. Mixed and confused state of mind, that again, that is what Patanjali conveys. Tatra, Shabda, Adha, Jnana Vikalpai, Sankirna, Savitarka. Vikalpai, alternative, Sankirna means mixed. So there, the word, the real meaning, and the knowledge which we acquire through these words may be alternative, may be mixed up. Such a state of mind where the other vrittis, what are those other vrittis I am talking about? Pramana, Viparyaya, Vikalpa, Nidra, Smriti is absent. Only you are hearing my words and you are trying to get knowledge out of it. You are having a tarka, a rationalization, a process of reasoning of what I mean by that particular word. But by the use of these words, you are able to acquire a tremendous knowledge which scientists had acquired in 100 years of group effort in different countries. So this samadhi is a process of understanding knowledge, acquiring knowledge without any trouble. Just you use the word, you get the knowledge. This state of Savitarka Samadhi should be understood very clearly by all of us, because everyone, every human being is in Savitarka Samadhi, whether it is a higher Samadhi or a lower state of Samadhi. These sutras should be treated as a sketch map of particular place. In this case, it is the inner worlds, the astral, mental and other worlds about which we are discussing about. Previously, we discussed about Sampragnata Samadhi and Asampragnata Samadhi. Specially, in Patanjali Yoga Sutras 17 and 18, there we discuss about four states of Samadhis: Vitarka, Vichara, Ananda, Asmita, Anugamat, Sampragnataha. There are four types of Sampragnata Samadhis, namely Vitarka Sampragnata Samadhi, Vichara Sampragnata Samadhi, Ananda Sampragnata Samadhi, and Asmita Sampragnata Samadhi. I have already repeatedly stressing you people that the entire Yoga Sutras or the entire Yoga means understanding the various Samadhis. So we go ahead and try to understand another types of Samadhi, which is known as the Sabija Samadhi. Sabija Samadhi means there is a pracheya, there is a content. Pracheya means there is a content in the mind. At present, What is the content in your minds? The words that I am using. The pratyaya in your minds is the words that I am using. Suppose you are doing or reading chemistry. The pratyaya is chemistry. Suppose you are thinking about engineering and its various aspects. The pratyaya is engineering. This word pratyaya we will be using a lot of times, a number of times. So you remember, pratyaya means the content in your mind at that particular moment. At this present moment, the pratyaya in our minds is Patanjali Yoga Sutras, and to be more specific, it is the understanding of the samadhi states. Understanding of these samadhi states is the first academic theoretical approach of Patanjali Yoga Sutras that is detailed in these 51 sutras of the first pada, which is known as Samadhi Pada, because as I have already told you, it deals with the various levels of samadhi. These four Samprajnata Samadhis, Vitarka, Vichara, Ananda, Asmita Samadhis, are together called as Sabija Samadhis. These are called Sabija Samadhis because we have to penetrate deep into the different layers of the inner worlds. For example, the Vitarka Samprajnata Samadhi, or simply Vitarka, deals with lower mental body or Manomaya Kosha. Please be very attentive now. Your pratyaya must be full of attention. Pratyaya, as I have told you, for this session is my words. The mind content, the content in your minds is my words. So the pratyaya now is my words. And I am defining the samadhis. And now we will not go to the longer names of the samadhis. We will not call it as Vitarka Samprajnata Samadhi, Vichara Samprajnata Samadhi, Ananda Samprajnata Samadhi, and Asmita Samprajnata Samadhi. But we will just call them as Vitarka, Vichara, Ananda, Asmita. Knowing fully well that whenever we are using these Vitarka, Vichara, Ananda, Asmita, we mean the different Samprajnata Samadhis. So the Vitarka deals with the lower mental body. The Vitarka deals with lower mental body. That is the state in which all the educated persons are present now today in the world. They are in the Samadhi state, but they are in the Vitarka Samadhi state. This Vitarka Samadhi state belongs to the world of the lower mental body. The entire world of name and form belongs to the lower mental world. You see the sweep of the subject. Everything that has a name and form belongs to this state. And whenever you utter a name, if you can be in that Samadhi, Savitarka Samadhi, you can know what it means without reading any books. Again and again, try to understand the substance that I am going to penetrate into your minds. These words are like the bija. I am sowing the seeds. It will grow into a tree. What is the seeds I am sowing now in this Vitarka Samprajnata Samadhi state, which is also a form of Sabija Samadhi, is any name will lead to the form, or any form can lead to the name. Padartha, pada artha, the name with a meaning, the name with a meaning. So the seeds, if you can empty your mind content pratyaya, mind content is equal to pratyaya. If you can empty the pratyaya in your mind from the vrittis known as pramana, viparyaya, vikalpa, nidra and smriti, whatever may be the name that you are uttering, will be revealed to you in its full glory. That is the real reason for asking to do mantra japa. In this vitarka samadhi state, when you go on repeating the name, its artha, its glory, its meaning, its power will be revealed to you in course of time. But when you also practice this yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana and dhyana, then only you can enter the state of samadhi, whether it is the savitarka sampragnata samadhi or the highest and the last one, which is known as the mega dharma samadhi. We will come to it today itself. But you try to understand this savitarka samadhi completely. We are in that state as you are understanding my words. You are hearing my words, that is shabda. You know the meaning of these words, that is artha. And hearing this shabda and knowing the meaning, you acquire a knowledge. Shabda, artha, jnana. But this knowledge which you acquire may be a vikalpa, a fancy, an alternative. For example, when I say red, I am seeing a red color, letters in Yahoo Messenger. And when I talk about this color, if you have also seen this color, you can identify, yes, I am talking about this red color. But suppose you have not seen this red color, but you are hearing only the word red, then the real meaning will not come to you. Your shade of red is different from my shade of red, and that becomes vikalpa, fancy. That means different. Not exactly the same, but different. So shabda artha jnana may be vikalpa or sankirna, may be mixed up, may be confused. And all our present day knowledge, all our degrees, all our education is this type of savitarka samadhi, where you get knowledge not by direct experience but hearing the words and acquiring knowledge. Hearing the words but acquiring knowledge. This process is enough for you to lead you to a very great extent if you can understand this process in mantra japa, where the shabda word, that is the mantra, artha, we have our own meaning, that becomes vikalpa and sankirna, but the meaning used by the rishi, we try to concentrate to understand the meaning used by the rishi, the artha given by the rishi to that particular mantra. For example, we chant the Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhurbhasva Tat Saitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya. We have a vikalpa or sankirna meaning. But what is the meaning that the rishi has meant while forming this mantra, developing this mantra? This we can understand if we can cleanse and purify our mind from the five vrittis. What are the five vrittis? Pramana, Vipavyaya, Vikalpa, Nidra, Smritaya. If we can slowly practice removing these five mental tendencies from our daily life by practicing Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, then the Vitarka Sampragnyata Samadhi, which results automatically, will show you the grandeur of the mantra. So here the sound, the word is used as a bija, therefore it is known as the Sabija Samadhi. In the lower mental body, in the Manomaya Kosha, the Vitarka Sampragnyata Samadhi is a type of Sabija Samadhi, where the words are utilized as bija. Then we go to a higher Samadhi, that is Vichara Sampragnyata Samadhi, or simply Vichara Samadhi. This deals with the causal body. or the Vijnanamaya Kosha. So what you are supposed to do is, when I am giving these names, you try to get the maximum number of literature and matter related to these words. The lower mental body, that is Manomaya Kosha, that is Vitarka Samadhi. And now I am talking about Vichara Samadhi. It deals with causal body, Vijnanamaya Kosha. And then we go to the Ananda Samadhi or Ananda Sampragyata Samadhi. And also you can call it as the Ananda Sampragnyata Sabija Samadhi, deals with the buddhic level or Anandamaya Kosha. And then you have the Asmita Sampragnyata Samadhi or Asmita Samadhi or Asmita Sampragnyata Sabija Samadhi. So I am utilizing all these names so that whatever we utter, you should have the meaning that when I say Vitarka Samadhi, it means Vitarka Samadhi, Sampragnyata Samadhi and Sabija Samadhi also. Why Sabija? Because it has a seed. In Vichara Samadhi, the seed is from the causal plane, the Karana Sharira, the Vijnanamaya Kosha. So today and from today, you go on collecting various matters related to these levels of consciousness. Ananda Sampragnyata Samadhi deals with buddhic vehicle or Anandamaya Kosha. Asmita Sampragnyata Samadhi deals with atmic vehicle or Atma. And now, when we go from one plane to the another plane, you always remember that if you are in Samadhi, you can explore the entire world of ideas or planes, for example, by utilizing Savitarka Sampragnyata Samadhi. What does it mean? Savitarka Sampragnyata Samadhi means Shabda Ardha Jnana. So you can understand how simple it is. The entire present day development is because of this Savitarka Samadhi, that means use of words, conveying words to convey meaning to you and thereby giving you knowledge of the five senses without you experiencing it. That is the source of the present day civilization, is it not? You are following it. Shabda Ardha Jnana is the basis for Savitarka Samadhi. And all our education is based on these three. The teacher uses a word, and the student is first allowed to be groomed into understanding the real meaning of the words, Ardha, and the combination of this Ardha and Shabda gives you knowledge. And how much knowledge you get depends on the limitations of Vikalpa and Sankirna. The lesser Vikalpa is there, you get more knowledge. That means no alternatives. You don't go for an alternative one. As when I say the blue color, I am seeing a blue shirt here, and when I say the blue color is there, you have a kalpa fancy, because you just don't know what type of blue it is. Is it an electric blue, or a deep blue, or a light blue? What is the hue of it? So the word blue has got a vikalpa, an alternative. You have an alternative blue color than the blue color which I am seeing. And then you may be confused also. Sometimes I may be talking about a blue sweater and you may be talking and be confused with a blue car. So that is mixed knowledge. But anyway, the word has conveyed something. Shabda, blue, has conveyed a meaning. The jnana may be vikalpa or sankirna, but in samadhi state, vitarka samadhi state, there will not be any mixing up or confusing or alternatives, but directly the word will reveal its true meaning, the padartha. When I say the word, I mean the padartha. You see the object and go to the meaning. For example, you see a leaf. I also see a leaf. The yogi sees a leaf. For us, the leaf will convey only, if you are a botany student, the various classes, classification or the various meanings, or maybe a limited idea to which type of uses we can use the leaf. But for a yogi, it reveals completely its nature, completely. You will understand what the Savitarka Samadhi state can do. You can explore the entire world of name and form. Probably to introduce this concept, the rishis, Patanjali Rishi especially, has given you the Vibhuti Pada, Samprajnata Samadhi, leads you to the entire panorama of the tiniest atom to the greatest solar system. This type of Sabija Samadhi in all levels, whether in the Manomai Kosha, or in the Vijnanamai Kosha, or in the Anandamai Kosha, or in the Atma, are going to the English equivalents, to the lower mind, or to the causal body, or to the buddhic vehicle, or to the atmic vehicle, are all Sabija Samadhis. Then there is no Pratyaya in the mind. Then there is only pure divine consciousness. Only pure consciousness without any content in the mind. This is known as the Nirbija Samadhi. Coming back to the present sutra, the 42nd one. So coming back to the present sutra, the 42nd one, Patanjali is dealing with Savitarka Samprajnata Samadhi. This particular Sabija Samadhi deals with exploration of lower mental body, which is also known as the Sarupa level of mind, that is, the concrete mind where the forms are to be formed. Whenever you utter a word, the form is automatically formed. When you say cow, you have the picture of the cow, the form of the cow. When you say a chair, you have the form of the chair. So in this concrete mind, you have a name and a form. According to Vedantic classifications, Vitarka Samprajnata Samadhi deals with Manomai Kosha. This is a Sabija Samadhi which deals with Manomai Kosha, where the knowledge is always based on Shabda, that is words, Artha, the real knowledge conveyed by the words, and Jnana, the ordinary knowledge based on the sense perception and reasoning. Vikalpa means alternation, and Sankirna means mixed up. Thus, the entire sutra can now be resolved Tatra, Shabda, Ardha, Jnana, Vikalpa, Sankirna, Savitarka. Thus, this samadhi is based on words, real knowledge, and ordinary knowledge, either mixed up or its alternatives. Patanjali gives much more knowledge and data regarding this samadhi. The Vitarka Samadhi, we have read in the previous sutra, is Savitarka. And now the samadhi we are going to read is Nirvitarka. The difference, as I have already told you, is the difference of having a pratyaya or not having a pratyaya. So, I am going to the 43rd sutra, a variety of Vitarka Sankalpa Samadhi. Smriti Parishuddhao Swarupa Shunya Iva Panarava Radyakaram. Smriti Parishuddhao Swarupa Shunya Iva Ardha Matra Nirbhasa Nirvitarka. Smriti Parishuddhao Swarupa Shunya Iva Ardha Matra Nirbhasa Nirvitarka. Smriti means memory. Parishuddhao, clarification. Swarupa Shunya Iva, as if devoid of self-awareness. Ardha Matra Nirbhasa, only the knowledge appearing, is Nirvitarka Samadhi. On the classification of memory, on the clarification of memory, or the purification of memory. Purification of memory, what type of memory? Shabda Ardha Jnana. Whenever we are talking, in the Savitarka Samadhi, these three are always present. The Shabda will be there. The Ardha may be of two types. The Ardha with which I am using it, and the Ardha with which you are hearing it. If we are on the same wavelength, well, the knowledge is perfectly conveyed. If not, depending upon the Ardha concept, Shabda Ardha, the Jnana will change. That will be the Vikalpa or Sankirna. So, all this is based on the memory, your smriti of what you mean by this word, Shabda, what you mean by that particular word, what you understand by that particular word is also a smriti, and the Jnana which you derive is also a smriti, a memory. Without these smritis, nothing can be conveyed. If you forget, suppose, the meaning of a particular word, for example, Samprajnati Samadhi, even though I heard the word, because you don't have a smriti of it, a memory of it, nothing is conveyed. Therefore, on the purification of memory of these Shabda, Ardha and Jnana, when the mind loses its own form, as it were, you understand, the mind is always there. The only is, by our repeated practices of Prayama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, we reach a higher state of Samadhi, which we now call it as Nirvitaka, where the Shabda, Ardha and Jnana are gone from the Smriti. You are gone from the Smriti. And at that particular time, when you have removed your mind content from the Smritis, it seems as if you are devoid of self-awareness. You are not devoid of self-awareness, as it were. Remember, then the real knowledge of the object alone shines through the mind. At that particular time, you will exactly know what I am trying to say. You need not worry about the meaning that is conveyed. That is how the masters, even though they do not know the various languages, they understand, because they are in the Nirvitarka Samadhi. Because they are in the Nirvitarka Samadhi, they do not have to base their knowledge on Shabda, Ardha or Jnana. They do not have to base their knowledge on the sounds or the Ardha, the meaning it conveys, or the Jnana it conveys. Then what happens? It seems as if Swarupa Shunya Iva, the mind seems to become blank. It is devoid of all self-awareness. But then the true knowledge appears. You can understand all the languages in all the world. That is what we can understand now, what Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa said, that now he is able to understand the language of the animals, because he is now in Nirvitarka Samadhi. But still it is in the lower mind, because the name and form is there, but you are not dependent on it. So this type of Samadhi, where this state is attained, is called the Nirvitarka Samadhi. This also deals with concrete mind, but at a higher level. This Nirvichara Samadhi, Nirvitarka Samadhi, the correction, you please try to understand, it is not Nirvichara, but it is Nirvitarka Samadhi. This Nirvitarka Samadhi is at a higher level. Here, Smriti Parishuddhav means the complete reduction of self-awareness by the absence of the memories of Shabda, Ardha, Jnana is absent. That state appears or shines like the Swarupa Sthiti, which is the final goal of all these yogic practices. But it is not Swarupa Sthiti. That is why Patanjali has said Swarupa Shunya Iva, as if the self-awareness is gone. But actually, this is only an appearance, and in the mind the name Shabda, the real consciousness that the name represents, Artha, and what the individual sadhaka sees as an object, jnana, completely fade out from memory, and the real knowledge of the object alone shines through the mind. This is the state where discoveries are made by the scientists. This is the state when discoveries are made by the scientists, or to be more accurate, when they are intuited by the scientists. But it is not the plane of intuition. The plane of intuition is a higher level, that is vichara level. But it is as if it can intuit, but not always. So that is the difference. The sadhaka continues his samadhi state in nirvitarka sampragyata samadhi and tries to penetrate deeper and deeper. Suddenly he will find that he has entered a region where there is no object to concentrate, and it is as if he is completely alone, surrounded by a cloud, as if nothing is seen or felt. Such a blank state is a very intense awareness without any content. Such a state is known as the asampragnyata samadhi. That is, in asampragnyata samadhi, there is no pracheya in the mind. Pracheya means the content in the mind. But as the sadhaka continues in this state, in samadhi sthiti, in asampragnyata samadhi sthiti, from the lower mind, he jumps and enters into the causal mind, where vichara sampragnyata samadhi begins. Whereas the vitarka sampragnyata samadhi, whereas in the vitarka sampragnyata samadhi, the shabda, artha and jnana are all mixed up in different proportions. In this higher state, the vichara sampragnyata samadhi, he enters the world of ideas, vicharas, all abstract ideas, without shabda, artha and jnana, only ideas remain. In the next sutra, Patanjali deals with the all other sampragnyata samadhis, namely vichara, ananda and asmita. Because the moment we leave the concrete mind and enter and start discussing about the abstract mind, naturally words cannot convey anything. Because the moment Shabda, Artha and Jnana are there, it becomes Savitarka Samadhi. Therefore, he just hints about the other aspects. Eta 44th Sutra, Etaya Eva Savichara Nirvichara Cha Sushma Vishaya Vyakhyata. Etaya Eva Savichara Nirvichara Cha Sushma Vishaya Vyakhyata. Etaya eva savichara nirvichara cha sushma vishaya vyakhyata. By this, in the same process, as we have understood the savitarka and nirvitarka samadhi, we can understand the difference between the savichara and nirvichara samadhis. And when the savichara and nirvichara samadhi is crossed, again we enter a state of asampragnyata samadhi, leading into the ananda pragnata samadhi. Here also, in the ananda samadhi, we have a samadhi with ananda and a samadhi without ananda. And again we pass to a sampragnata samadhi, and there we have reached the asmita sampragnata samadhi, and naturally the other samadhi also, which we just can't name. Because in that high level of atmic level, in the asmita sampragnata samadhi, we just can't understand at present what level of deep and beautiful awareness are revealed to us. The asampragnata samadhi, through which one passes to enter the higher realms of consciousness, after the sasmita sampragnata samadhi, is technically known as nirbija samadhi. The nirbija samadhi is the last one after the asmita samadhi, vitarka, vichara, ananda, asmita samadhi. Is the last one is the asmita samadhi there. after that Asmita Samadhi, the differences you have to remember again, the two states, Sa Asmita and A Asmita Samadhis, whatever they may mean, we enter into a Nirbija Samadhi. After passing through this Samadhi and beyond it, one finds the highest state of Samadhi known as Dharma Megha Samadhi. If it helps us to understand, we can say Dharma Megha Samadhi is the Nirbija Samadhi of Nirbija Samadhi. This we have, thus we have a total of 14 Samadhis in a very broad generalization. In the 45th Sutra, Patanjali goes further into other types of Samadhis. Sukshma Vishayatvam Cha Alinga Paryavasanam. Sukshma Vishayatvam Cha Alinga Paryavasanam. Sukshma Vishayatvam Cha Alinga Paryavasanam. Sukshma Vishayatvam, the Samadhi with the subtler states of the lower minds, and Alinga, last stages of the knees extending up to Paryavasanam. Patanjali here gives further classification of Samadhis in still higher realms. Here he says in the 45th Sutra, the province of Samadhi concerned with subtle objects extends up to the Alinga. Alinga means beyond the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. That is where the gunas are also dissolved. In the 46th Sutra, Ta eva sabija samadhi, ta eva sabija samadhi. All these samadhis constitute the seed samadhis. The seed samadhis. So all these samadhis are sabija samadhis. What they mean, only the future personal experience can tell. The 47th sloka, Nirvichara Vaisharadye Adhyatma Prasadaha. Nirvichara Vaisharadye Adhyatma Prasadaha. When does the real spiritual knowledge starts entering us? In Nirvichara Samadhi. That means at present we are in Savitarka Samadhi. It has to go into Nivitarka Samadhi. Then we have to pass through Asamprajnat Samadhi. And then you have to pass and understand Savichara Samadhi. And when you can go into the Nirvichara Samadhi, then the spiritual blessings start flowing into us. So this stage where you have become an expert in Nirvichara Samadhi state is defined as Rutumbhara. In the 48th Sutra, Rutumbhara Tatra Prajna. Rutumbhara Tatra Prajna. Rutumbhara Tatra Prajna. This state of Nirvichara Samprajnata Samadhi. It is Nirvichara, but it is still with Prajna. Nirvichara Samprajnata Samadhi is known as the Rutumbhara Prajna, where the truth bearing or the right bearing consciousness is achieved. Whatever you hear is truth. Whatever you understand is right. That is why whatever a yogi does, he can solve all other problems because you have the Rutumbhara Prajna. Or this Rutumbhara Prajna can also be called as the Nirvichara Samadhi. After that, we come to the 49th one, where he gives us the different aspects to understand. Shruta Anumana Prajnabhyam Anya Vishaya Vishesha Bhatvat. Shruta Anumana Prajnabhyam Anya Vishaya Visheshardha Tvat. The knowledge based on inference or testimony is different from the direct knowledge obtained in the higher states of consciousness. You remember why he is repeating this is, we have talked about the pramanas. What are the pramanas? Prachaksha, Anumana and Agama. These are only the guidelines in the lower concrete mind. In the Savitarka Samadhi stage, the pramana, Prachat, not Pramana. The Prachatcha, Anumana, Agamaha are the Pramanas, right knowledge. But the knowledge that is based on this Anumana and Prachatcha or Agama is different from the direct knowledge that is obtained from this Rutambhara Prajna, because it is confined to a very particular object. In this sutra, that is, in the sutra 1 to 7, we have the three sources of right knowledge, that is, Prachaksha, Anumana, Agamana. And Patanjali, in this 49th sutra, is very specifically differentiating the right knowledge you get from Rutumbhara Prajna, which is based on Nirvichara Samadhi state, and the Prachaksha, Anumana, Agama Pramanas, which we use in Savitarka Samadhi state. There is a lot of difference between these two. That is how the Vitumbhara Prajna differs from the others. The 50th shloka, Tajjaha Samskaraha Anya Samskara Pratibandhi. Tajjaha Samskaraha Anya Samskara Pratibandhi. The impressions produced by these Sambhavija Samadhi stands in the way of other impressions. So he is talking about the concrete mind, and he says that until and unless you cross the concrete mind and enter into the Nirvichara Samadhi, and if possible, through the Asamprajnata Samadhi there into the Ananda Samadhi state, we cannot understand the truth. 51, the last sutra of this part, Samadhi Pada, Tasyati Nirodhe Sarva Nirodhat Nirbija Samadhi. Tasya api nirodhe sarva nirodhat nirbija samadhi. Of that also suppression, all by suppression seedless samadhi. On suppression of all these samadhis, on suppression of all these samadhis with bija. What are the sabiji samadhis? The vitarka, vichara, ananda, asmita. These four samadhis are with bija. Then with the lot of practice you enter into the deeper and deeper realms of the savitarka, nirvitarka, vichara, nirvichara, ananda, asmita samadhi states. You enter the final seedless samadhi, the nirbija samadhi, and then only one more samadhi is there, the mega dharma samadhi, which leads you to the final stage. With this, we conclude the enumeration of the various states of samadhis. From tomorrow, we will reach all these samadhis. Jai Gurudev. We are entering into the practical aspects of the samadhi state. Always, always remember that the entire yoga vidya is nothing but entering the samadhi state. We talk about the Sai Samadhi, we talk about the Raghunendra Swami Samadhi, we talk about the samadhis or dargahs of the Muslim saints. All these are a state of consciousness or mind. So this state of consciousness, we have read in the previous pada, that is the yoga pada or the samadhi pada, in the understanding the various samadhi padas dealt by Patanjali, we have tried to understand them intellectually. That is only an academic interest. The various types, stages of samadhi, starting with Savitarka Samadhi and classifying various samadhis and ending with Rutumbhara Prajna and Nirbija Samadhi. So you try to every day give a brief glance of all these samadhis, and I am going to name you the various stages of these samadhis: Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, which is followed by Savitarka Samprajnata Samadhi, Nirvitarka Samprajnata Samadhi, which is followed by a stage of Asamprajnata Samadhi. These three samadhis deal with the lower mind or the concrete mind. Then we have the savichara sampragnyata samadhi, nirvichara sampragnyata samadhi, and which is then followed by another type of asampragnyata samadhi. These deal with the causal body or vijnaname kosha. Then we have sa ananda sampragnyata samadhi, nira ananda sampragnyata samadhi, which is again followed by asampragnyata samadhi. These three deal with the buddhic vehicle or anandamaya kosha. This is again followed by the sa asmita sampragnyata samadhi. These deal with the atmic vehicle or atma. These are followed by nirbija samadhi and dharma megha samadhi. The last two are called nirbija samadhis and the previous one are all grouped as sabija samadhis. Even a casual look at the various states of samadhi, one can very easily understand that they are related to the panchakoshi jagarana. Therefore, the practical techniques that are enumerated in this second pada, known as sadhana pada, deals on the methodology and working phenomena to pass through the various stages of samadhi. But those of us who understand about the panchakoshi sadhana can very easily follow these sutras. The first sutra starts with tapa swadhyaya ishvara parinidhami kriya yoga. Tapa swadhyaya ishvara parinidhami kriya yoga. So the entire practice of being in the state of samadhi continuously, reaching a state of mind and keeping it there. Savitar Kati. This state of mind of samadhi or anything else has to be dealt with a very anything important? Chapande. Just a minute. Sadhana pada. Before understanding the sadhana pada, let us try to understand why I am so much particular that all of you should read this Patanjali Yoga Sutras and become experts on it. Let us try to go back to the first samadhi pada, 42nd sutra, tatra shabda artha jnana vikalpaihi sankirana savitarka. Tatra shabda artha jnana vikalpaihi sankirana savitarka. Savitark samadhi is that in which knowledge based only on words, real knowledge and ordinary knowledge are present in a mixed state. Again you understand, the Savitarka Samadhi deals with Shabda, Artha, Jnana, words, the meaning of the words and the knowledge conveyed by them. Again, you be very specific and very clear about this definition. Savitarka Samadhi means an understanding of Shabdas, that is words, Artha, the meaning of the words, and Jnana, the knowledge you acquire from these words. Why I am stressing on this, the knowledge acquired is, our entire education is based on this Shabda Artha Jnana. We utilize certain sounds, as for example, I am utilizing the words. They convey some artha to you. They convey some meaning to you. But I am grouping these words in such a way so that you can acquire a new knowledge about Patanjali Yoga Vidya. So Shabda and Artha are conveying a jnana to you. Whenever this state of mind is present, can you understand that without a book or without an object, you are able to acquire a new knowledge? This is a state of samadhi. This state of samadhi, where the Shaddha and Ardha are utilized to convey Jnana is known as Savitarka Samadhi. So when the education has now reached a stage where anyone can enter Savitarka Samadhi, you and I, whoever is using words to convey knowledge, is in a Savitarka Samadhi state. You are not supposed or you don't have any need to go to any jungle and practice this Samadhi. Savitarka Samadhi state you are already in. All of you are understanding this? So this is what you should remember. When you are already in the Savitarka Samadhi state, Patanjali Yoga Sutras are to be learned with a new vision, with a new approach. Already you are able to understand what a Samadhi state is.